I said, I know that you're very friendly with our current present governor. I also had with me a little Ellen Van In lapel badge, which I handed to him. I said, that's a reminder, sir, that I hope you will come and see us before too long, and we'd be most welcome. All the people of the island. Well, whether that will materialise, I don't know.
Now, looking back, James, you served with the 178 Field Regiment of the Royal Artillery during World War II as part of what was often referred to as the Forgotten Army in Burma. Is that how, as soldiers, you felt about it, that you were forgotten by people back home?
There's no doubt about it. We were forgotten because all the news and everything else that was coming through about the situation in Burma was all less official or less important than the European war.
And of course, it wasn't just a battle against the Japanese. You were in a jungle a lot of the time with sky-high temperatures, humidity, and all manner of dangerous wildlife. Was it as much a fight against the environment as it was against the enemy, almost?
Oh, so much so. Because we had so many people, you could suddenly be okay, and then before long you were feeling very sick. The worst thing of all was dysentery that was easy to get. The thing, you see, there was no clear water anywhere in the European war. I suppose you could find water in various places. There was no water in Burma.
James, you've led an extraordinary life. You've had incredible experiences. You've experienced the horrors and the futility of war, really. How does it make you feel when you see the same mistakes being made over and over again in the world? I'm talking now places like Ukraine and Gaza.
Well, you got ahead of me there. Whilst you were asking the question, Ukraine came to mind. And, it's so annoying having lived all these years and finding out now that the same situation is here in front of us. Similar things happening. Why it can't really be sorted out. It's a matter of you get certain people who just want to control everything. Mm.